High school students through the decades have sweated over the college admissions tests, the ACT and the SAT. A high test score could help a student get admitted to the college of their dreams. On the other hand, a lower score could dash those dreams. But the conventional thinking about these standardized tests is changing. About 1,000 colleges and universities across the nation now either don't require the test scores or are placing a lower priority on them. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger tells us about three such schools in western Illinois.
The sound of chimes rings across the Monmouth College campus at the start of every hour. This private liberal arts college has a tradition of educating students since 1853. This fall, the college announced a new tradition. It will no longer require students to submit ACT or SAT scores when they apply for admission. President Clarence Wyatt says it's a matter of equity.
Study after study, including studies done by ACT and SAT themselves, have indicated that people from less advantaged backgrounds, as a rule, do not do as well on standardized tests as those young people from more socioeconomically advantaged backgrounds.
About 1,000 students attend Monmouth. Wyatt believes the school's new test optional policy could help boost that figure. He says test optional colleges and universities generally see an increase in applications.
Because it has removed an obstacle from many of the young people who otherwise might not have chosen to apply to the college.
Wyatt says Monmouth is more concerned about the strength of a student's high school record and indications of a student's leadership. He says test scores have been a lower priority, will remain so, and will no longer be required. About 15 miles away in Galesburg, the bells at Knox College ring to mark the start and finish of each class period. Sometimes a train horn harmonizes with the bells in this old railroad town. Test optional is nothing new at this private liberal arts college. President Teresa Amat says Knox adopted the policy in 2005 and has no regrets.
All told, we don't miss it. We don't miss the test scores, and we're happy that other schools are joining that movement and happy that people are getting on that bandwagon because we think it's the right thing to do.
Amat cites a study done by a college that adopted the test optional policy early on.
Their experience is that there is no significant difference between those with high scores and those with low scores in terms of completion or academic distinction at the institution. What it's really a good predictor of is your ability to take standardized tests.
Amat says it's difficult to tell whether the policy has affected enrollment. She says regardless of that, it was the right thing to do. The carillon at Western Illinois University echoes across the Macomb campus at around noon each weekday. This fall, Western announced it will become the second public university in Illinois to adopt a test optional policy. Western's policy will be a bit different from those at the private colleges we've heard from. It will apply only to students with a high school grade point average of 3.3 or higher. Director of Admissions Doug Freed says a sliding scale will be used for evaluating applicants with a lower GPA.
So the higher your grade point average is, the more medium your test score could be. But if you're towards the lower end of our GPA scale, then we'd be looking for higher test scores.
Freed says Western won't throw out test scores entirely. A higher score could help a student receive more scholarship money, and Western will still use the test scores for placing students in math and English. Freed says Western decided to adopt the test optional policy after reviewing national research.
And the data shows that high school grade point average is the best predictor of success.
Freed says the new policy could help boost enrollment, but he says that was a secondary consideration. He says Western, just like Monmouth and Knox, wants to make sure it's being fair with prospective students and is attracting those who've answered the bell, not just on one day, but day after day throughout their high school years. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.